You know, actually, what tends to be actually committed by National Congress Party and SPLM, that referendum should be conducted in the prescribed time, and also referendum should be transparent and fair without any influence or any pressure from any of the political parties, whether NCP or SPLM or any other external body. And this is actually, it is an obligation. It doesn't need any incentive. This is insisted by both partners to do. And nobody is having an intention to disturb the procedure of the referendum so as to get incentives to leave these disturbances or to abandon from creating disturbances or obstacles in front of the referendum to be carried out properly. That is why we don't think that there is any link between referendum, transparency, or and this incentive which provided by the United States of America. But you know, if United States of America wants to help our people here in Sudan and our government, both SPLM and they should assist us and support us and not to intervene in such referendum and not to send negative messages either for unity or for security. But in case that they want to help, I think that they should abide by what mentioned in the CPA, because CPA clearly mentioning in one of the items that both partners should work together to achieve unity. And this is the obligation, actually. And if there is any country or there is any power or any regional organization or international organization wants to help and support the Sudan government, this support should go in the way of achieving unity and not achieving a secession between the two parts of the country.
Dr. Obaed, how do you think the U.S. can help both the NCP and the SPLM in organizing a transparent referendum, especially when the U.S. is giving incentives that both parties work together to ensure a peaceful referendum?
Yes, actually, according to me, that referendum is an obligation, actually. And we believe that if there is no any pressure or negative message from SPLM or NCP or any external factor, that this will lead the Southern people to express their opinion and views, and their vote will be actually recognized, and the result also of referendum will be recognized by the whole people of Sudan, as well as by the regional organizations and by international community. And whenever there is any effect or there is any influence from any of the internal or external factors to distort the procedure of referendum, then referendum also will be false, and the result will not be recognized. That is why if there is any help, it should not be a help in the benefit of one of the partners or to save the agenda or hidden agenda of the that who are providing support, but it should be for the sake of referendum, not for the sake of implementing agenda or executing agenda, which is far away from the target of an objective of our government.
Some people in southern Sudan are concerned and have expressed worry that the referendum commission is not moving fast enough to register people ahead of the referendum. What is the NCP's position on that?
You know, NCP has no concern with the activities of the referendum commission. The commission this today, I think, there was some information which published newspaper saying that registration of voters for referendum will be started in next October. And the referendum commission is having its own regulations. And we are not, we are a political party, and this is from the duty and the functions of the referendum commission. And we don't think that the time is not enough for this referendum commission to proceed further and to conduct this referendum properly.
Now, let me ask you, does the NCP want the United States to remove the country as a state sponsor of terrorism?
Actually, you know, this is up to the United States, because the United States, previously, when the Sudan government NCP signed the pact with the SPLM in the year 2005, there was incentives like that, saying that after implementing or starting implementation of the CPA, United States administration will lift Sudan. We lift Sudan from the list of that country's sponsoring terrorism and lift sanctions and normalize relation with the Sudan government. But nothing happened. That is why we are not stressing about it. We are stressing our upon our performance, our implementation of CPA, conduction of the referendums in a very transparent way and there without and with full freedom of the people of the South. And but the other things that shown by United States, this is something else up to them, because it is very clear to us that United States sometimes doing like that, I mean, this is not, it has no link, there is no link between this and that. This is our duty, our responsibility. We'll perform. If United States having agenda, they will not do what they have said. As they sometimes put such temptation in a form of incentives. But definitely, we know that according to the United States strategy and agenda, it is only designed like that, designed like incentives. But they are not incentives. They are only. Yes, they are only for deception. That is, this is, will be done, and we are not bothering about. This is up to United States of America administration to do. But we will do our work, and we will exert our utmost effort to conduct this referendum, to be transparent and to be fair, and we will also accept the result of referendum, whether it is unity or secession. After that, United States is free whether to do what they have mentioned or named as incentives or not.
Have you formally approached the U.S. government, the NCP formally approached the U.S. government to abide by...
There is a meeting which will be held with the American administration, I think, in the sideline of the... that meeting organized by UN, United Nations. And this meeting will be joined by United States of America and other countries having concern with Sudan. And SPLM will be represented by a committee and also led by the President Salva Kiir Mayardit. And NCP will be also represented by a group which will be led by the Vice President Ali Osman Mohammed Taha. And this I hope that the fruit of this meeting will be actually positive and will push forward the process of peace to resolve the crisis in Darfur, and also will facilitate and bridge the way so as to support the procedure of referendum, implement the final item of the comprehensive peace agreement.
Under the UN meeting, will Vice President Ali Osman Taha and his group NCP specifically asked President Barack Obama's administration to remove Sudan from the list of terrorism, as you said they promised during the 2005 comprehensive peace agreement signing between the SPLM and the NCP?
Yes, Yes, actually, this is also promised by United States administration, but nothing happened. That is why we are doing our job. We are doing our job, and we are ready to cooperate with the international community, and we are ready also to normalize relations with the United States. There is no reason of boycotting or restriction of relation between Sudan and the United States of America, because Sudan will not be benefited from this bad relation or boycotting of relation. And I think that Sudan is doing a lot of effort during the past 5 years, which was called the interim period after signing of the CPA. And 90% or more than 90% of CPA haven't been implemented. What is left is only a referendum, which will be conducted in the beginning of the year 2011. Sudan is ready to fulfill all what is committed to do and what is mentioned as obligations and conditions in the CPA. And also, Sudan is having no intention to harm any country, but we are looking only for mutual interests and good relations with all the international community, as well as good relations with our neighboring countries in African continent and Arab world.